Taylor is a big comic book guy. In his bedroom, he has posters of Batman, Harley Quinn, and the Joker. Taylor himself is no joke at all, and he's got the awards to prove it.
These are the medals that I won. I got three gold.
Three gold?
Yeah.
So you're like the real deal, huh? Cross-country skiing.
Yeah.
Taylor was diagnosed with a cognitive disability as a child. Now 24, he still reads at a fifth grade level, struggles with basic math concepts, and can't tell time very well. Yet despite all that, Taylor holds a job at a grocery store, works out every day, and travels the world.
This is from my trip to Poland, where you were invited to go to a volleyball game. I've also been to Belize, and what I was doing there was getting Special Olympics better known.
Taylor was nominated to go to Belize 3 years ago as a global ambassador for the Games. He went there to help break down stereotypes about disabilities and build confidence in young athletes.
Kids with disabilities don't go to like a regular school over there or don't go to school at all. We were there to see what they live with, I guess, and like hang out with them for the day.
The United States has its own history of exclusion. For decades, many people with cognitive and physical impairments were routinely institutionalized. Then in 1968, Eunice Kennedy Shriver founded the Special Olympics. She was inspired by her older sister, Rosemary, who was born with a cognitive disability and later lobotomized, leaving her virtually incapacitated. Shriver wanted justice for people seen as less than human. Devin Taylor's mother, Donna, wants the same for her son.
All through grade school, he was bullied very horribly. Horribly. That word retarded is so offensive to these kids. So offensive. And we all use it loosely.
Donna believes the word is cruel and marginalizing. She says Special Olympians have grit like no other athlete.
They have guts that you and I will never have. And they don't give up. When you go watch them compete, I don't care if somebody's a mile behind somebody else. There's never a time those kids stop.
We're going to begin our 2017 cross-country ski competition. Everybody, woo!
It's a few weeks before the games in Austria. Devin gets some practice in by competing at a local cross-country skiing race.
Devin Taylor, come on over here. World Games athlete.
His coach, Carol Sharp, is there to watch. She's been training Devin since middle school.
I think it's opening the eyes from the people around the world, I guess, to see that people with intellectual disabilities do have that ability to perform well. You know, everybody has their differences, and we have to celebrate those.
Come on, get those poles down, go, go, go!
Devin easily glides past the finish line for a first-place medal, out of breath after skiing 500 meters.
That's good. A smidge icy in some places, but good.
This weekend, Taylor joins thousands of athletes from more than 100 countries for the 49th Special Olympics World Games in Austria.
Let's go.
For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Aaron Granillo in Flagstaff.